Jung Yun Lee responds to Lan Wangji's inquiry. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Moldao Zushi, or The Untamed. Rating, general audiences. Pairings, Jen. Also tagged for Grief, Ghost, and Moving On. For the first time in a long time, Lan Wangji's fingers stopped in the middle of playing inquiry. It wasn't who he was looking for, but it was shocking nonetheless. Jung Yun Lee, of all unexpected people.
"You have resentment?"
he asked, fingers automatically moving to replicate the question even as it left his lips. But then he realized he was being foolish.
"My surety was wronged,"
the chords tell him.
"My husband died for a mistake. My son will grow up alone. My brother has no one left. Why wouldn't I have resentment?"
"You are the child of a sect," he said. "You would have gotten all the rituals, the soul-calming ceremonies. How are you still lingering?"
"I can be very stubborn, if you can believe it."
Lan Wangji believed it.
"How are you here?"
"My spirit caught on to you at the time of my death. I thought you were the most likely to live."
Lan Wangji winced.
"It took a while for me to get the strength to speak with you. I'm sorry it took so long. I never was very good at cultivating."
"Think nothing of it."
Lan Wangji closed his eyes briefly. He took a deep breath, held it within him, released it. He would do his duty. He opened his eyes.
"What are your final wishes that you would see done so that you can be liberated?"
"Don't worry about me. I only wish to see that Jin Liying is raised well."
Lan Wangji didn't know what to do with that answer. It was his duty to liberate first and suppress if possible. But how could he lift a hand against Wei Wuxian's precious Shuche? The chords of the Guqin stirred once more.
"Would you accompany me to Lotus Pier?"
"I cannot leave the cloud recesses," Lan Wangji said. "Not for 3 years. Even if I heal before then."
"That's fine. I can wait."
"Jiang Cheng won't be happy to see me."
"Don't worry about him."
The strings of the Guqin thrilled happily, as if laughing warmly.
"My brother's joy at hearing me will be more than enough to make him forget the rest. You should bring Ayuan. He can be Jin Liying's big cousin. After all, he is the little one Asian cared for. He should meet Jin Liying."
Lan Wangji wasn't sure that Jiang Yan Li should still be arranging her son's playdates from beyond the grave. But then again, she was clearly very stubborn, just like her shirdi, and that was his weakness. It'd be fine. Somehow. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!